Ace Podcast.
10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone.
That was weird.
That's because you told me I talked too fast.
Well, you were running like down a dream.
It was like a dream being in here.
Right.
Like a nightmare. Hey, this is Craig.
This is Aaron.
And we are back with another episode and a big stack of weirdo stories for you.
This comes to us from the weird world.
Wait, is this the top story?
This is, you know what this is, Craig? Right. Top story.
Top story.
Headline is, Swiss town denies passport to Dutch vegan. You know why, Craig?
Vegan?
That's what I said.
You said vegan.
Vegan?
You're
what's
very vague,
a vegan?
You're very vague about what you say.
Headline is, Swiss town denies passport to Dutch vegan. You know why?
She's annoying.
Yes, she's
like
too annoying.
Kind of like you reading this headline.
Have you ever noticed that vegans can be annoying?
We got friends that are vegans, I guess, but I'm sorry, vegans. You're annoying.
You are, and sometimes you break wind a lot.
I don't know about that.
They do.
I don't get that close.
They do. But I've upped my greenery, but I'm still eating meat.
Can you? We don't. Just get to the story.
Well, I read that eating a lot of greens makes
It's a 30-minute show. Would you hurry?
Makes your beard grow faster.
You don't. Whatever. Go.
So, a Dutch vegan who applied for a Swiss passport has had her application rejected because the locals found her just too darn annoying, Craig.
Yeah.
Nancy Holton. That's a regular name.
Yeah, really. It's kind of normal for this show.
Nancy Holton, 42, moved to Switzerland from the Netherlands when she was 8 years old and now has children who are Swiss nationals.
Yeah, she was probably run out of the Netherlands for being annoying.
However, when she tried to get a Swiss passport for herself, residents of Gipt Oderfrick in the canton of Aargau rejected
her
application.
Now you're getting paid back for that name that was so easy.
Miss Holton, a vegan and animal rights activist, has campaigned against the use of cowbells in the village, and her actions have annoyed the locals. Well, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
You know what I'd say to Miss Holton? You're going to want those cowbells.
You're going to want more cowbells.
Yeah. It's the only prescription, Miss Holton. The residents committee argued that if she does not accept Swiss traditions and the Swiss way of life, she should not be able to become an official national.
The woman's against cowbells.
But I'll say this. The United States of America could learn a lesson from this story.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I don't want to get political.
Okay.
Miss Holton told local media, the bells, which the cows have to wear when they walk.
Okay, I heard this the other day. Somebody talked about this.
I didn't hear this.
Somebody talked about this the other day.
I heard it.
This woman not realize how strong cows are?
That cows are mean
that
and big.
A cowbell.
You ever try to ride one?
Like a cowbell is really going to hold a cow's neck down.
Exactly.
She's acting like they're putting a cowbell on a chihuahua.
The animals carry around 5 kilograms around their neck. She said carry around 5 kilograms. Oh, I see. So, about. The animals carry about 5 kilograms around on their neck. Well, big whoop.
Yeah. It's proportionate to how big they are.
She says it causes friction and burns their skin.
Let her wear one around her neck for a while.
That's
what
they should do if you really want to be a national. She added the sound that cowbells make is 100 decibels. It's not 100 decibels.
I've never measured it. I cannot
say.
No
way.
I'm not a soundologist.
I've been at concerts.
I'm not an audiologist, soundologist, sound technician.
It's comparable with a pneumatic drill, and that's baloney. We also would.
That is not true.
That's not true. I mean, if you go to an Ole Miss game or a Mississippi State game, everybody's ringing their cowbells.
I wouldn't go there.
Tanja Sutter, the president of the local Swiss People's Party, claimed Miss Holton has a big mouth.
No doubt.
And the residents did not want to grant her citizenship. I don't blame them.
Get her out of here.
If she annoys us and doesn't respect our traditions. Responding to the rejection, Miss Holton. You notice it's M.S.
Holton.
Nobody wants to marry that.
No.
I think I spoke my mind too often and I say it out too loud. Yes, I would agree with you.
You think Ms. Holton?
She describes herself as a freelance journalist, model, and drama student.
Nah, I want to see this picture.
She also has campaigned against a number of other Swiss traditions, such as hunting, pig races, and noisy church bells in town.
Put her in the middle of England or somewhere.
So she's got some issues.
She's anti-bell.
Do you think pigs don't enjoy racing? I bet they dig it.
I bet they like it because they think there's a payoff at the end.
Either that or they're just out of the pen and they're running and they're with their buddies.
They're just trying to get away.
She's crazy.
They're thinking they're going to be bacon, so they're running.
She was previously rejected for citizenship in 2015 after residents voted to block her initial applications. Good for them.
You know, there should be a point in time. It doesn't matter. This political correctness needs to go away. If you're an annoying vegan who won't let a cow wear his bell, which he is so proud of, then you need to just go away.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%.
We're going to go interview some cows.
You know what, Craig? It's a crazy world. Somebody ought to sell tickets.
It's a cuckoo world.
Heck, I'd buy one.
Hey, do I get to tell a story now?
Your turn.
I like this podcast. I just told a story. There's a woman out there in the world.
There's a
somewhere,
lot of them.
Yeah. There's a woman. She reveals she's fallen in love with a robot and wants to marry it.
Good grief. That's insanity.
That's why it's on the show.
Yeah.
A French woman has revealed she is in love.
Boom, boom. I'm going to speak a little French.
Get your one French.
No, I'm going to have more, like Jacques Cousteau.
Why don't you save them until we're done?
Why?
Because I want to tell the story.
Go ahead.
People are starving.
I didn't mean to buddy.
People are starving for good, weird news.
Let me say one more time. Coulet, boom, boom.
Okay. A French woman has revealed she's in love with a robot and determined to marry it.
Huh.
Lily's partner is a robot called her partner, Inmovator, who she 3D printed herself and has been living with for a year.
Wait a minute.
Well,
I've
3D printed like...
You made me a turtle and a fish.
I've 3D printed all kinds of like little stupid things, and I've lived with them for a year. Doesn't mean I'm in love with them.
Well, I'm kind of fond of the ones you've given me.
The TARDIS.
Yeah, but I didn't make it. She made this, so therefore it's like family, and there's already laws against that.
Well, on her Twitter page, where she goes by Lily Inmovator.
So she's already taken its last name.
She said she's a proud robot lifestyle type person.
That's so weird.
We don't hurt anybody. We're just happy.
We. Yeah.
Now Lily is reportedly engaged to the robot and says they will marry.
You think that he took her to like a hockey game and they were on the big screen?
Beep, bop, boop.
Will you marry me?
Beep, bop, marry me. Beep, bop, boop, beep, boop.
Coulet, boom, boom.
She is in. What does that mean again?
Candy.
So why do you keep saying candy over and over again?
It's
out of place.
It's one of the only French. Oh, baguette. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So, French fry.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, when human robot. Okay, I'm having a hard time getting through. Can you just not talk? Now, Lily is reportedly engaged to the robot and says they will marry when human-robot marriage is legalized
in
France.
Why not? Everything else is allowed.
I know. She insists the idea is not ridiculous or bad, but simply an alternative lifestyle.
Can I put my opinion in there?
No. I'm really and only attracted by the robots, she
attracted
said.
By the robots or to the robots? How does she know she's attracted by the robots? Are they attracted to her?
Maybe she's magnetic.
Oh.
And they're attracted that way.
She's like an X-Men.
Maybe.
Magneto.
Maybe. However, she declined to go into details of the relationship.
Well, sure, it's private.
Her family and friends have accepted her. It's hard to say that.
It's private. Like, we don't talk about Glenna or Lori.
No.
Because those are private.
That's private.
Yeah.
Her family and friends have accepted her unusual relationship, she said, although not everyone in her life understands.
I bet.
Lily, who is training to become a roboticist. Did that get made up? That's probably a real term.
It probably
believes
is.
Her relationship will improve further as technology evolves. I'm really and totally happy, she added.
My brother-in-law is a roboticist.
Is he in love with a robot?
Not at all.
Beep, bop, boop. No, love you, beep,
more,
boop.
I'd say he's more angry with him than
you think she goes, she'd leave the house every day and go, I love you, Immovator, and he's like, beep, bop, boop, love you too, beep,
she
boop.
She gets texts constantly.
Yeah, beep, constantly.
Love you.
Yeah, he didn't have to, and he doesn't even have like errors.
No,
it's just perfect. Every
he's
single
his
time.
Own spell checker.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
That's horrible.
Headline is: burglar steals jewelry, beer, burrito.
I like burritos
and beef from an Athens home. So this is from The Plotter.
This is like the shortest story.
Well, it's just from The Plotter. It's from the police plotter. You know how some we've discussed before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Plotter says. Jewelry valued.
Did you say plotter says?
I did. That's what the plotter says.
Plotter says.
Jewelry valued at about $2,000 was reportedly stolen during a burglary.
A what?
A burglary at a Savannah Avenue residence Monday, along with, Craig, some food.
Along with Craig?
Some food and liquor, Athens Clark County Police said. The thief entered the home by removing the screen to the front window.
Step one.
Between 7:45 a.m. and 5:55 p.m. Talk about a window. That's a large window
of
time.
Yeah, it's very, ooh.
And he stole fine and costume jewelry. Two beers.
Now, wait a minute. Let's specify what kind of jewelry.
Fine.
Fine jewelry.
That's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's all right. And some costume jewelry, you know, like skull rings and like, you know, dinosaurs, stuff like that.
Two beers, a bottle of Southern Comfort, a burrito.
Did they bottle that stuff now?
And a pound of ground beef.
Whoa.
What a weird robbery.
So let's go through the list here.
Okay.
Step one.
Yeah.
Front window.
Took it down.
Step two.
Right.
Both. Okay. You know, fine. Okay. And costume jewelry.
One Elmo ring.
A couple of beers.
Yeah.
A bottle of Southern Comfort, which is whiskey, right?
Yeah. I bet it was already opened. I bet it wasn't a full bottle.
A burrito.
Right.
And while we're at it, I grabbed that ground beef over there.
He had lunch during the robbery. This is what happened.
And then took something later for stew, or just for like chili or something later.
That's right. He's planning ahead. So that's our police blotter update.
Oh, the next one's one of my favorite things in life.
Oh.
Ice cream.
Let's go to Dairy Queen.
Right now?
No, after show.
Hey, could you put on like just some kind of like elevator music and we'll go to Dairy Queen and come back?
Yeah.
You think everybody would keep listening?
Let's try it.
Just to see if we come back?
Suckers.
You think they would? You do it.
Nah, we're back.
Just kidding.
We don't even have ice cream.
No, we have a Dairy Queen, though.
Yeah.
We had no money.
That's a joke.
We're podcasters.
You know what that was? A practical two middle-aged dudes joke.
That was a bad, stupid, idiot joke. That wasn't even funny.
Says you.
You're not even funny.
I thought it was funny.
Funny looking.
Whatever.
Hey, can I tell my story now?
Go ahead.
Ice cream shop owner pleads guilty in vandalism of rival.
Okay. So this would be like somebody from that bad place.
I hadn't read the story yet. How do we know what it is?
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, one of those BR.
Yeah.
Versus
going
DQ.
To a good place.
It'd be more like, you know.
DQ.
Be like Steve's
yeah,
ice cream.
Yeah. This is, I think,
going
it's a
up
smaller.
Against Uncle Dave's ice cream down the street.
Smaller people. Yeah.
Yeah, small little people like you.
Yeah.
Really short people.
There's nothing wrong with being short. Randy Newman.
The owner.
Did
you call me Randy Newman?
No, I wasn't calling you. I was just.
Oh, you were referring to
Randy. Just in case
short
he's
people.
Listening.
That could be a good.
What if he is?
That should be listed. That should maybe could be at the end of the show.
I don't know. We'll see.
And then we'll dedicate it to you and all the other short people.
I'll tell you right now, that song will not make this show.
Well, if I take
it's the worst song ever recorded.
Anywho.
Talk about.
You ready?
Short people.
People are going to just turn the. If there was a channel
okay,
to
go
be turned.
Ahead. I'm sorry.
Ice cream owner pleads guilty in vandalism of rival. The owner of a Cape Cod. Cod flavored ice cream?
Gross.
Cape Cod ice cream parlor.
It comes with caviar sprinkled on top.
Gross. The owner of a Cape Cod ice cream parlor, authorities say, gave money and alcohol to his teenage employees as rewards for vandalizing a competitor, has pleaded guilty. Wow, that's a lot. That's
good
a lot.
He's in trouble.
So not only are we going to vandalize, we're going to give underage people like money, alcohol. The Cape Cod Times reports that David Ariagno, owner of Lazy Sunday's Ice Cream, doesn't sound like he's lazy at all, in Bourne, was sentenced this week in, I like this Falmouth district. It's Falmouth, but it looks like Falmouth.
It does.
Falmouth District Court to 2 years of probation and ordered to pay nearly $5,000 in restitution after pleading guilty to malicious destruction of property.
That's a slap on the wrist. I think they should have put him on ice cream.
Police started investigating in 2014 after windows at a nearby Somerset Creamery were broken by rocks several times. Police traced the vandalism to three teens who said their boss's interest in disrupting a rival was driving their behavior. The teens were charged with malicious destruction of property. I kind of think he's upset because this guy had a really cool name, Somerset Creamery versus Lazy Sundays.
I would go to Somerset Creamery over Lazy Sundays.
Somerset Creamery, Somerset Creamery sounds gourmet.
It almost sounds poetic.
Well, and it just sounds creamery.
Into the Somerset Creamery.
Stop.
It's poetry.
That's nice.
And you're not good. And Lazy Sunday
sounds like
a bad rap song.
Lazy Sunday sounds like I'm going to get my ice cream and like things are going to be thrown all over it. It's not going to be done. No care was taken at it at
Lazy
all.
Lazy Sunday in the late afternoon. See? I'm taking Somerset Creamery.
Well, they have to fix the windows. Then we'll go.
Well.
I'm taking DQ over all of it.
Me too.
You can have all that stuff.
I'm having a Buster Bar. Oh, my buddy Keith wanted to know about Buster Bars this week, and I turned him on to him. You know what? He's a fan.
I like how you sent me a thing this week saying there's a Buster Bar
Blizzard. There is a Buster Bar Blizzard.
Okay, a Buster Bar is just a peanut butter parfait frozen on a stick.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Oh, stop it.
They already have a peanut butter parfait Blizzard. It's the same thing.
It's not.
It
it's
is
different.
What's different?
The flavor?
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's not.
It's different.
It's the exact same thing.
Let's call them. Let's call DQ right now.
We'll do an instant interview.
Thank you for calling your Dairy Queen. This is Lonnie. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Aaron Lindsay and Craig Underhill. We're doing our Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone podcast. We have a question for you.
Sure. What can I help you with?
What's the difference between a Peanut Buster Parfait Blizzard and a peanut and a Buster Bar Blizzard?
I don't have a Peanut Buster Parfait Blizzard. I have a Peanut Buster Parfait. I don't do the Blizzard.
Okay, so you one time last year you guys had a Buster Bar Blizzard. And we were arguing because one of us thought that you also had a Peanut Buster Parfait Blizzard, but you don't.
Do it at the other stores.
We don't anymore. Not right now. I don't have it on the menu. I mean, it's something we could make because we have the hot fudge and we have the peanuts because that's really what goes in the
exactly
regular Peanut Buster Parfait. But
I'm thinking that if you had a Buster Bar Blizzard, there's something would be different.
No.
But you say
it probably would have. If I had to guess, it might have cone coating in it.
That's
it. I don't know. I wouldn't hear what. Yeah, I wasn't here when they had it, but I would take a guess because a regular Buster Bar is basically a Peanut Buster Parfait.
On a stick.
But with, like, a coating, the novelty coating on it.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
That's what I needed to know. Thank you for your time.
Really?
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now we just got off the phone with Dairy Queen, and we're going to come to the conclusion that you're wrong, and
I'm right. No, I'm right.
She's not qualified. She's not qualified. You know why she's not qualified?
No, I don't.
No, she's not qualified because you and I went to a Dairy Queen down the street
about
2 or 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, something like that. And I got a Peanut Buster Parfait Blizzard. They didn't bat an eye. I was like, oh, Peanut Buster Parfait Blizzard. They're like, okay.
Yeah, and they, said they made one.
Right.
It's just not on the menu.
What was her argument just in that she said that
She said that they used the crunchy chocolate, the stuff that freezes up.
Okay. No,
yes,
I don't know. Okay,
that's it.
I can't. I will give you a possibility.
Okay.
You're not getting a total pass.
Okay.
I'm giving you 80%.
In the interest of me being kind, I'm just going to say, winner, me.
No.
Yes.
Dairy Queen, if anyone listening knows anybody that works for Dairy Queen, for the love of all that's good, would you tell them how much love we are pouring out to them
Please.
Every week?
And if anybody's in contact with Chuck Barris, tell him I'm looking for him.
Tell Chuck Barris I've never spoken about him at all, ever. I think he's a great guy, and I've never done anything wrong.
I love him.
He's going to have you murdered.
All I found is his mailing address, so I'm going to have to handwrite a letter.
Okay, you need to decide. You want to talk about Chuck Barris or ice cream?
I'm done with the ice cream until after the show because I got another headline. You ready for this? Headline is, man arrested for assaulting girlfriend with a taco. I saw that headline. I said, that's a story for two middle-aged
You said that writes it. That's writing itself.
That is. You know what that is? Podcast gold.
That's what we call it.
Blount County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested a Maryville man after he threatened to burn down his girlfriend's house and assaulted her with a taco, according to a report.
Why would you waste a perfectly good taco?
He had to be furious or full. Maybe he had already had like 12 of them.
And okay.
Stephen Irwin Stokes, age 47.
Wait, Stephen Irwin Stokes.
Yeah, not Steve Irwin. Stephen Irwin Stokes.
But
that's old man Stokes' boy.
I think so.
He's age 47, old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Of Maryville.
No. According to this, Maryville.
Maryville.
There's a space, I think, there.
Is charged with domestic assault, aggravated domestic assault, failure to appear in court for a misdemeanor charge, and contempt of court. He's in trouble, according to the sheriff's office. The report states that an argument started Friday afternoon when Stokes learned that his 46-year-old girlfriend had a profile on an online dating site. The girlfriend's adult nephew lives with her and returned from work while the couple argued. The report states Stokes hit her in the face and was tearing up the house.
Well, that's not nice.
That's not nice. The woman said Stokes went outside to yell at her nephew, and when Stokes stepped out, she locked the door. That'll get him. She's locking him out there with the nephew.
That was the best I had.
That was good. Stokes returned around 11 p.m. Friday night, and the argument rekindled. The girlfriend threatened to call 911. Stokes responded by threatening to burn the house down if she called the police. I'll burn this place down, Craig. Don't you call that 911.
Man.
When the girlfriend
Things escalate quickly outside of our little bubble, don't they?
And when the girlfriend picked up the phone, Stokes picked up a taco. He then pressed the taco into his girlfriend's face and pushed her down the Can you see this?
Steve, put the taco down, man. Just put the taco down. It doesn't have to get like this.
I can't just picture this and pushing her down the hallway with a taco in her face.
You know I'm allergic to taco shells. Put it down.
The girlfriend yelled for her nephew to call the police, but Stokes threatened to attack the nephew if he made the call.
He's got a taco. Call the cops.
Instead of calling the police, the nephew called a neighbor. What's that going to do? Is he going to bring over some hot sauce?
Bring over some refried beans.
Stokes attacked the nephew, grabbing him by the neck with both hands. Responding officers noted severe redness to the nephew's neck. That's probably just some of the fire sauce.
Maybe.
Got on there. The one, on the girlfriend, officers saw remnants of a taco. remnants of a taco smeared on her face, as well as her black
shirt. The cop's like, you got something right. Right there. Other side.
Officers observed a cake and an additional taco remnants on the kitchen floors. They threw the cake. You know what he did? Happy birthday to the ground.
Yeah, we got to get the old iPhone out, and we're going to do slow-mo video, and I'm gonna throw a taco at your face.
Okay.
And we're going to see slow-mo.
We'll do it. It's got to be a soft taco, though.
No.
I'm not doing a crunchy.
Oh, come on.
No, sir. I'm allergic to those
shells.
Take
one for the team. Come on.
Well, let me throw it at your face.
I'll eat it.
According to the reports, Stokes also mentioned that he has extreme anger problems and he's trying to deal with it. Look, I'm trying to work on it, okay?
I'm working through it.
Everything's all right.
Maybe he's trying to work towards soft tacos.
The girlfriend and her nephew suffered minor injuries. That should have been top story.
Don't we have a food theme
today?
Song? No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, don't we have a food theme song?
No, but I can make one.
I didn't say do that.
You just throw some stuff in the pan.
Just throw something in the digital bowl and mix it up.
Mix it up. Oh, let's stick with the food theme, shall we?
That's what I'm thinking here. I'm looking at this going, there's another one.
Yeah.
Hey, you know those Dalton women, how they are.
I don't.
Dalton. Let's say that a few more times.
Dalton.
Dalton woman allegedly assaults McDonald's employee after she had to wait for coffee.
Wow.
If people assaulted people at McDonald's every time they had to wait.
Yeah, really. It'd be a bunch of black and blue people behind the counter.
That's racist.
It's not.
That's very racist of you. Service with a smile is overrated.
And I disagree.
Thinking she was the butt of a joke, police said Mercedes Hardaway took issue with some McDonald's employees laughing while she was waiting for her coffee Friday afternoon. She was so mad that she swung through the open window of her car in the drive-thru trying to hit the manager of the franchise.
I wonder if we could find this video, because you know they have footage.
It'll take us 9 months to put it on the website. According to an incident report, the problem began around 5:50 p.m. Can't you say 6?
No, it's around 5:50.
5:50 p.m. when Hardaway ordered two large coffees. A McDonald's employee told Hardaway that she needed to brew the coffee, which you'd think he'd be like, good, I'm getting some brand new coffee.
Yeah.
I'm getting some fresh coffee.
Yeah, I'd be happy.
She asked Hardaway to drive forward into a parking space so other customers could pick up their orders. Then an employee would deliver the coffees
happens.
To her.
That happens to me sometimes.
Normal McDonald's MO right there.
Just pull up and wait. It's not going to take all day.
Hardaway got mad and stayed in the drive-thru, according to the report.
She's one of these millennials, I bet you.
I don't know. An employee said she and her coworkers were joking about something inside the store, but Hardaway thought they were talking about her. That's a mental condition.
Yeah, it's all about her.
Then Hardaway yelled at them through the window, according to the police report. The store's manager, Ernesto asked Hardaway to leave. She couldn't have her coffee.
You know what they said, Craig?
No!
No coffee for you.
He didn't want to serve her. He said he would refund her money. She had paid for the drinks.
That's fair.
Amazon told an investigator. They brought an investigator into this.
Absolutely.
This is Inspector Gadget.
She's punching people.
He told the investigator that when he handed her the bill, a bill, Hardaway swiped at him, scratching his hand with her nail. She keeps nails in her hands.
She's a carpenter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe she's just part of a hazard of her work. Yeah. You know? He then tossed her change through the window. Pa-ching!
Take this. I wouldn't get close to her either. She's swinging.
He then said Hardaway yelled at him, I want my money back and my coffee, you Mexican.
Give me my money back.
You know what? She yelled a racial slur.
She sure did.
She said, I want my money back and my coffee, you Mexican. She said, you _ Mexican. He said Hardaway then tried to punch him, swinging through the open window of her Chevrolet Impala.
Mercedes Hardaway is a violent person.
Apparently. I'm glad she went to Taco Bell. She's been throwing tacos at people.
Yeah.
Then he said she threatened to come inside and fight him. I'll fight you.
Look, I'm coming in there.
I will fight you.
And when I get there.
But she drove away instead because she was spineless, apparently.
Apparently.
Later, after talking to the McDonald's employees, a Whitfield County Sheriff's Office deputy looked up the license plate on Hardaway's car spotted in a security video. He figured out her address and showed up at her home. According to a report, Hardaway told the deputy she was certain that McDonald's employees were making fun of her. She said Amazon did not toss the change at her. So wait, she's actually saying something in his favor.
Yeah.
She said, oh, I'm sorry. No, no, no. He threw it at her. Yeah. My bad.
That wasn't a toss.
Nope, that was a...
He wound up.
I was like ready to give her some credit. No, I was giving some credit there. He said he threw it at her. This made her even more angry. I did call him a Mexican and swung at him. She said, according to the report, but I didn't hit him. So, he wasn't mad. She called him a Mexican.
No,
she called him an __ Mexican.
But I didn't hit him, so it's okay. You can leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. You know what? And this, all she wanted was some coffee.
That's it.
That's what she gets for going to McDonald's for her coffee.
Yeah, it is. Hey, guess what?
What?
We've got a 2 middle-aged dudes and a microphone update.
Update.
So you remember?
Oh yeah.
We had the library cat.
Yeah.
And the councilman that wanted it out of the library.
Right.
Well, guess what?
The cat gets to stay.
Headline is: library cat outlasts councilman that wanted him gone. Now, there's some words in this story that you made fun of last time. I'm going to just see if you do it again. So try to make fun of words you would normally make fun of. This is from White Settlement, Texas.
Okay.
That's racist.
That's very racist.
See, that's what you said last time.
I was about to say that.
Well, I gave you a minute. I gave you a beat.
Start over, and I want to disappoint you.
Headline is,
yeah,
library cat outlasts councilman that wanted him gone. This comes to us from White Settlement, Texas.
That is so racist.
The city councilman is out, and the beloved library cat he tried to chase off gets to stay.
Meow.
The way it should be. You know, we've got a library in our small town. Is there a cat there? Do you know? Have you ever been? Do you even go? Do you read? Do you go to the library?
I have been to the library.
Yeah.
More than you would think.
Really?
And I've never seen a cat.
Ah, okay.
I've seen a cat in a hat.
I've seen some cool cats.
I've seen a cat in a hat.
Yeah.
The cat in the hat's in the library.
LZ Clements' final meeting as a member of the White Settlement City Council.
Again with the racism.
Was Tuesday night. Clements tried to have Browser, the city's docile.
Get it? Browser?
Yes, I get it. The city's docile gray tabby library cat fired this past summer.
Is that the GTLC?
Browser,
the gray tabby library cat?
Browser got his job at the White Settlement Public Library when he was just a kitten.
Meow.
That was in October of 2010.
He's not very old at all.
He was recruited from a local animal shelter as an inexpensive, effective method of pest control.
He got rid of that councilman.
Yeah, it works. In July, a city worker apparently demanded Browser's removal after the worker was not allowed to bring a puppy to the work at the city
goodness.
Hall. Don't bring a dog in here. We got
Browser.
You
can bring a cat, I can bring a dog.
Two-legged library workers were outraged, and many people who used the library often said they were unhappy with Browser's dismissal. I would be too. The White Settlement City Council took up the issue of what to do with Browser and Clements being the lone vote to get rid of the favorable feline. Browser got a reprieve following a worldwide...
You got a what?
A reprieve.
What did you say the first time?
Reprieve.
A reprieve. You said something weird. I don't know what you said.
Why'd you make fun of me?
Why not?
Browser got a reprieve following a worldwide...
Take a picture.
...backlash.
Okay.
I think they're talking about on the net. The reports say there
were...
You
have the little kitty cat in the net?
There were still some hard feelings among council members after the cat fight, Craig. Catfight. Councilman Clements eventually ran out of his 9 lives after he was defeated in a landslide in November's election. Mayor Ron White, one of my favorite comedians, says that he's concerned.
What is with all these white people?
I don't know. Browser's job title is now Library Cat for Life.
Yay.
So they can't get rid of it now. Browser is still employed and will be employed as long as he wishes to continue his duties as mascot and reading helper for the children at the library.
Sadly, White he said. Choked and died on a hairball.
No, he didn't. He's still with us.
Browser.
But that's going to bring
like
us.
That?
Yeah.
Browser.
I've actually got a cat theme that I don't know if you heard it or not when we started this story, but it was there.
Why would I not hear it?
Hey, did you have a good week? I forgot to ask you.
I was sick all week.
I know, but you're feeling better.
I'm better.
Good. You're not 100% yet.
Not 100% yet.
Well,
but I am better.
I'd like to say that it's been a fun episode, and I appreciate you being here. And
what do you want?
I don't want anything. I really don't.
Why are you being nice?
I just want to get to Dairy Queen.
Oh, right. Yeah. We'll talk to everybody later. Thanks.
Yeah, tune in next week or next episode when you might hear Craig say...
Are you buying the Dairy Queen? Thanks for listening to Two Middle-Aged Dudes in a Microphone. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate and review it within your favorite podcast app. You can also visit us on Twitter at 2MADAAM or on Facebook at Two Middle-Aged Dudes. Our website is 2dudes.stream. That's the number 2dudes.stream. If you have questions or comments about the show, you can email us at middleagedudes@gmail.com.